Lieutenant David Campbell says two officers have been assigned to look into accusations reported earlier this week in the Juneau Empire about some upperclassmen paddling and injuring several freshmen. Campbell says the department had not heard from any victims prior to the story. Officers have since contacted a couple of parents of possible victims.
We are actively investigating it to see, you know, what crimes were committed, if the victims and their families want to press charges, you know, those types of things.
Campbell says police are also working with the school district. The alleged incidents happened after school was over for the summer and were not on school property. District spokeswoman Kristen Bartlett says the administration has received reports of hazing, and it doesn't appear to be limited to one group of students.
All three of our high school principals, from Juneau Douglas High School, Thunder Mountain High School, and Yakuska-Dokehede High School, are working together to investigate and to follow any leads that they get on the issue.
School district policies define hazing as an act that endangers a person's health or safety or subjects them to physical discomfort and embarrassment because they're part of a certain classroom, grade, or school activity. Consequences can include expulsion. It's not clear how many students were involved, but Bartlett says it's important that parents and students come forward. And she says the incidents present an opportunity to begin to change a culture that seems to accept hazing.
If kids feel like this is something that just happens, we as a community need to speak up and make sure that that kind of an attitude gets addressed.
Jeep Rice has coached high school football for years in Juneau, in the 1980s and 90s at JDHS, and now at TMHS. He says he has no tolerance for hazing and claims some TMHS players have been injured in such incidents. He believes hazing has become part of the high school culture.
We were in the same boat 25 years ago as a scared parent of an incoming freshman who was thrown into Gold Creek semi-naked with girls all around to laugh it up and whatnot, you know, with high school seniors there. It wasn't life-threatening, but we were pretty upset. We're pretty scared.
Rice says he tells parents whose teens have been victims of hazing to prosecute to the full extent of the law. Lieutenant Campbell says there are similarities between bullying or hazing and domestic violence, including fear, retribution, and peer pressure.
You can't turn to the bullying law in Title 11 of Alaska statute or in Title 42 of the CBJ statute, but a lot of the actions that get mentioned do meet some of the statutes, and that's what we have to look at. Was a person injured? Was a person placed in fear? Was there offensive physical contact? Were they engaged in challenging the fight? There's all these things that do constitute violation of laws, and we have to see if we have the elements of those offenses.
Campbell says the officers assigned to the investigation are following up with witnesses, victims, and parents to see if JPD can proceed with an actual case. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.